The Holcomb administration doesn't have any plans to expand the governor's inflation relief proposal. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports that's despite the state having more than $6 billion in reserve following the closeout of its fiscal year.
Indiana collected about $3 billion more than lawmakers expected when they wrote the current state budget. The state is already spending billions to pay down pension debt and deliver an automatic taxpayer refund, and it will still have billions more than it needs in the bank. That's part of why the governor proposed his inflation relief plan, which would send $225 to everyone who filed taxes in Indiana last year. But despite historic revenue levels, Office of Management and Budget Director Chris Johnston says the administration has no plans to expand that proposal any further to ensure low-income Hoosiers aren't left out.
The system we've got is probably the most effective and efficient way to go about doing it and to move as quickly as possible.
Johnston acknowledged that lawmakers might have their own proposals when they meet in a special session beginning July 25th. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.